In his Lenten message for 2011, Pope Benedict invited the faithful to reflect carefully on the symbol of baptism and on the gospel readings over Lent. Sunday, April 10th, marks the fifth Sunday in the Lenten period. The reading about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead comes from the Gospel of St. John.
The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him.
In his message for Lent 2011, Pope Benedict said, "Faith in the resurrection of the dead and hope in eternal life open our eyes to the ultimate meaning of our existence. God created men and women for resurrection and life," he said, "and this truth gives an authentic and definitive meaning to human history, to the personal and social lives of men and women, to culture, politics, and the economy. Without the light of faith," he said, "the entire universe finishes shut within a tomb, devoid of any future, any hope." Well, I asked Monsignor Anthony Figueredo of the Pope's charity office, Cor Unum, what he makes of this gospel and how it should relate to us.
Pope, in his Lenten message, puts before us this ultimate question, which we all have. He announces to us, "I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this?" And the Church in this Lenten period, as the Pope says, wants us to make a journey where we come to recognize that Jesus is the resurrection. You are the Christ, And this gives us, the Pope says, a spirit which overcomes the barrier of death. He's not only talking about physical death at the end of our lives, but he's talking about the little deaths we face every day. You know, we have that expression, this really kills me. It's some event, some suffering, some difficulty, even a person, where we say, this person, this event really kills me. But what does it mean to be a Christian? To be a Christian doesn't mean to adhere to a set of laws, to fulfill the Sunday prescription. These things are good. But ultimately, to be a Christian means to have within us the spirit of the risen Christ, where I no longer live for myself, but I live for the other. And this is our joy. This is our joy. And this transforms, the Pope makes a very interesting point, because he says this spirit living in us transforms culture, transforms politics, transforms economy. So often we believe that we have to change the structures of society in order to make the world better. The Church, through Jesus, believes that we need to begin with the human heart. Otherwise, as the Pope says in very strong language, we remain in our tomb, devoid of any future, of any hope. This is why in the Holy Father's second encyclical, Tracy, Spe Salvi, Saved by Hope, the Pope talks about this encounter with Jesus not simply as informative, as information. So often we reduce Christianity to the books. No, it's also performative, which means it changes my life, and this changes society.
Why, when he heard about Lazarus's illness, did Jesus purposely decide to stay where he was, delaying his trip to Lazarus's home? Yeah. I mean, a friend, it seems, wouldn't do that.
First of all, I think we have to look at the reading of Ezekiel, the first reading of Sunday, where we have this vision of a vast field of dry bones. And there is the hopelessness of the people where they cry out, our hope has vanished, we are lost. And God makes a promise in front of this hopelessness. I will open your graves and have you rise from them. And Jesus comes to fulfill this promise. But what he wants the people to understand is that we have to pass through the cross, we have to pass through the suffering, we have to pass through death in order to experience the power of God. Because, you know, they said, if you were here, this would not have happened to our brother. He would not have died. But it's exactly in the tragedy, it's exactly in the suffering, it's exactly in those moments where we are powerless, as St. Paul says, that we experience the power of God, for it is when I am weak that Christ is strong. This is why sometimes in our life, Tracy, God, in fact, allows us to be reduced to hopelessness in order that we learn not to lean on our own strength, but we learn to lean on the power of God. And when we've experienced, had this personal encounter with Jesus who transforms what seems untransformable, then we will never want to leave him. And I think this is why he says, he allows Lazarus to remain in his tomb, to go to the tomb, to remain there for 4 days, stinking, until he comes to raise him from his wretchedness.
At the same time, when Jesus finally does get in there and sees Lazarus and talks with Lazarus's family, he is perturbed and he weeps. So obviously he's feeling sorry, if not bad, for coming late. I mean, help me out with this a little bit. Why is Jesus perturbed? Why does he cry?
I think it shows that Jesus was human. He was a great friend of this family. So truly he touched the suffering of these sisters and the loss of Lazarus. And this can give us hope that Jesus touches the depths of every kind of suffering we go through in life. So it is true that Jesus himself experiences this loss. But in a real sense, I think that this suffering of Jesus, in fact, moves him even more to raise Lazarus from the dead. I think this is how God reacts for us. You know, he looks at the world, and, you know, theologically speaking, I would say that God in himself can't suffer because he's God. But he certainly is moved by the events in the world. He is certainly moved not to leave us in these situations of death, of tragedy. And he actually wants these events, we can say, actually moves the heart of God to act with power in our own lives in order to bring good from even the greatest of tragedies. I really believe this, Tracy, in my own life. And this is linked very much as well with prayer. I'm thinking of those people in the earthquake, you know, in Japan. They're buried under the rubble and all hope has been lost. But then suddenly there's a cry which comes out from beneath the rubble, which gives a sign of life. And God hears our cry from the rubble of our lives. This comes through prayer. And he doesn't leave us beneath the rubble. He comes to pull us out of our tombs, of our graves, and to give us hope and new life. This is why that, you know, Lazarus had to die again. He was raised from his tomb, but he had to die again. So what Jesus has ultimately come to give us is not simply a resurrection from our physical death, this offer, but also a resurrection of the heart today to say, I love you, I care for you, and I am with you so much that I wish you not to die, but to live. Live in me, live in my love. This is the offer that Jesus makes to us this Lent.
When a loved one is struck by illness or even death, we turn to God often asking for a miracle, that this person be healed or even like Lazarus, raised from the dead. If God can do all things, is it unrealistic for us to ask for miracles?
God can work miracles. The one who created the heavens and earth, the one who opened the Red Sea, the one who raised Lazarus from the dead, the right arm of God has not dried up, and God can perform every kind of miracle. Physical miracles, we know, can happen, absolutely. But the real miracle that God wants to give us is the moral miracle. Because, you know, if you have a physical miracle and God saves you from a cancer, this is fantastic. But eventually we will die again. But the miracle of the heart testifies to my heart that God loves me, that God is with me. He gives me a spirit that overcomes that barrier of death that the Pope speaks of in his Lenten message. And this spirit living in my heart, this risen spirit that is stronger than death, enables me to pass through every kind of sickness, every kind of suffering, every kind of difficulty. This is why we read in that wonderful psalm of the Good Shepherd, of the Lord is my shepherd, remember. Even if I go through a dark valley, you are there with me. This is what I mean by the moral miracle, the miracle of the heart, to know, to believe that Jesus is risen from the dead. This is exactly the question that is put to us as we now approach Holy Week. Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ. And this conviction living within my heart enables me to go forward despite the struggles in my life.
And a very warm thanks there to Monsignor Anthony Figueredo, an official with the Pontifical Council Cor Unum. Thank you.